This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. All right, appears to be 7 after the hour. This is the appointed hour every week when we, when I say we, I mean me and Michael Harrison, I'm Doug Steffen, get together to discuss the charts that the folks at Talkers Magazine have prepared. Every week they go through the talk station list, listening to stations, talking to station personnel about what the top stories are around the country, the top 10, in fact. So we have the official list. So I'm declaring this is official, Michael.
Okay, you declare it that. I accept your declaration.
All right. The official people list and the stories list, Michael is about to declare through the auspices of this program. You can hear it nowhere else but here what the charts are for this week. So help yourself.
Okay, here we go. All right. These are the stories that people are talking about. At number 10, we have the UVA and Idaho murders. At number 9, climate change. At number 8, social media disruption. Crazy week in the world of big tech. Anti-Semitism is at 7. Immigration and abortion tied at number 6. At number 5, we have the G20 meetings and the Russia-Ukraine war. At number 4, U.S.-China relations and North Korea missiles. At number 3, the economy and the crash of FTX. Trump running in 24. That's number 2. And number 1, the results of the midterms and leadership maneuvering at the top of the political ladder. The People Survey has Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg at 10. David Chappelle and Kyrie Irving and Yee at number 9. Or Ye, rather. Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin at 8. Sam Bankman-Fried at 7. Numerous Republican and Democratic candidates at number 6. At number 5, Kevin McCarthy and Nancy Pelosi. Mitch McConnell and Rick Scott at 4. Ron DeSantis at 3. Donald Trump at 2. And Joe Biden at number 1. It was another interesting week, to say the least.
To be sure. Thought it was interesting in regard to Twitter. We're talking at number 8. All the social media disruption. Elon Musk is number 10 on the people list. This week, hundreds of Twitter employees had, I guess, decided they'd had enough. Yeah. Elon Musk gave them an ultimatum, and they said, up yours to him and left.
Right? Take this job and shove it.
Shove it. Right.
It was a exactly. Great saying from, I think, the 70s.
It was. What was that? Who's that? Just Johnny Paycheck? Was that Johnny Paycheck?
Yeah, was that a great name for a country singer?
Johnny Paycheck. Paycheck. All right. So we have been steeped in political discussions. This we kind of always are. I'm going to start with something that's a little different, that is focused kind of on the economy. I guess this is where this belongs. I think we ought to talk about FTX, because a lot of people don't even know what that is, and what the bankruptcy of this guy, Sam, appropriately named Bankman, Sam Bankman-Fried, is bankrupt. Did you know that to this point, we haven't gotten to Black Friday yet, but it seems like there are Black Friday sales everywhere. So far, since Labor Day, since the season began, sort of, that every American, every man, woman, and child, the average amount of money spent on Amazon is $139 for every man, woman, every single breathing American. The average is $139 a person. I find that phenomenal. First of all, I find that Amazon annoying. And then I find this phenomenal that people are so, this guy, the cleverness of how they promote Amazon, how they get people to use it, and then think that they're doing whatever, maybe doing themselves a favor. They're not doing the climate any favors with all the trucks driving all over the place delivering the merchandise. And certainly when you consider the packaging, you've probably gotten stuff from Prime. I'll admit to buying some things I couldn't find anyplace else. But $139 a person? That's pretty...
$139 a person per what?
Since the, in the past month.
Okay, for a month. I mean, you know, yeah. the number without a time frame doesn't mean much.
No. So you well, think so that, now we put a...
Well, there's no question. It's a big business. Why do you find Amazon annoying?
Because I think they promote themselves in a way that is disingenuous. The fact that they tell people they can save this, that, or the other thing, they're not saving. And maybe what comes out of your pocket, but what happens if you don't like it, or it doesn't fit, or it's no good? You put it back in a box and you send it back to them. And then there's the element in the mind of the waste that comes from packaging. But there's also this whole business about, if we're going to talk seriously about climate change, which is number nine this week, these people, with all their new trucks and the delivery of their packages all over the place, now we don't only have FedEx and UPS doing this, where you got Amazon all over the place.
But you know, which is worse, Amazon trucks or all the people that go out to the malls and go to the stores in their cars?
Okay, here's how I think about it. I think about it in terms of jobs. People in the mall, it's like when Walmart came into small cities all across the country, put all the local businesses out of business, and all those people that had jobs were gone. Sure, they hired people to work, but they didn't hire the people they put out of business. They hired people that were cheap. And I think it's specious of us not to understand. You can do what you want. I'm just telling you what I do and my reaction to these people who say they're going to make life better. Bunk 'em.
Yeah. The only thing about Amazon that I find disingenuous is that they have this major ad campaign, how if you start at the bottom at Amazon, the sky's the limit, and that you could have a career there, and that you can move ahead, and it's a great place to work.
Pretty soon you'll have as much money as Jeff Bezos, right?
And not quite that. It's that they went and then turned around and laid off a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, right.
The very same time that they're running a television campaign showing everyday working people opting to take their low-level job.
Doesn't seem to make much sense, does it?
Well, it seems to be, you know, it's contradictory. It's mm-hmm. it's not true.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know. I think the jury is still out on the long-term effect of box stores. And you talk about box stores replacing small mom-and-pop businesses, and you talk about Amazon replacing even box stores.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going through a major change in terms of the infrastructure of our economy. There are some things I have to say about, you know, just getting online and ordering something and it pops up at your door the next day to be incredibly convenient.
Well, it's not that. It's pretty amazing, actually, when you figure out what the systems that are in place, what had to be created to make that possible. I think that's the story.
Yeah, I'm not. I hear what you're saying, and a lot of people are saying what you're saying, and there's a lot of logic to what you're saying. It makes a lot of sense, Doug. But from my perspective, I'm not sure that we could put that genie back in the bottle. You know, technology and things are changing, and somehow, hopefully, the marketplace will find its bearings again, because we're going through a time of weirdness. But look in communications. Look at all the middlemen, you know. I mean, Taylor Swift has just broken, you know,
Ticketmaster ruse.
Right.
Yeah.
But do you realize that she's won in an endless desert of no opportunity for music artists? How she's doing it. I mean, is she that good? Is she that good?
Smart, clever.
You know, but the entire structure of the small venue, the small concert, the local club, the
that's
radio
a good
stations
point.
Playing records.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
that's all gone. Authors can't make money anymore selling books. Artists can't make money anymore selling records.
Yep.
Broadway is struggling, even though they have a lot of plays there. It's struggling terribly for a lot of reasons. We're going through a time when the business to business paradigm with a model of how to make money from business structures is going through a lot of strain, and it's hard to figure out how to make a living and how to make money and how to forge a career in this very confusing new environment. I mean, do you think that Elon Musk planned to destroy Twitter in 2 weeks?
No. Not at all.
I mean,
investment. Yeah. But the way he handled it apparently isn't, well, maybe he's got a plan. I mean, how do you know with guys like that? He could have something up his sleeve and he'll recreate the whole thing.
Yeah, but is
Twitter the go-to
place? Are our laws woefully out of date? I mean, that protect business, protect people, protect the economy, antitrust, anti-monopoly laws. But think about this. It is harder. You have to go through more bureaucratic hoops and red tape to buy a small radio station.
Yeah.
If you wanted to go out and buy a small radio station, you'd have to go through a longer period of time and paperwork and hoops and legal things with the FCC and the licenses and all that than Elon Musk had to go through to buy Twitter.
Okay, so let me give you another example of that. That's good food for thought. And thinking about food for thought, the average person, this is one of the big things in American agriculture or the food cycle, is people wanting to have their own chickens so they can have fresh eggs.
That's
a whole big movement all around the country. And I'm following it on the farm show that I do, the American Family Farmer, every week. We focus on farm, food, and family every day on the Good Day program. And if you look at the regulations, I was just going through this because I belong to the local ag commission here in my hometown, and we're looking at the regulations. To get 6 chickens to keep them in a coop in your house is a 12-page application. Everything from your bank account to what you do for a living, what the heck has that got to do with having chickens so you can have fresh eggs? So that's an example of what you're talking about, only a different level.
Right. If you are a billionaire, you are able to have enormous power over your fellow humans. That's what it comes down to.
Have a lot of chickens. It's 18 past the hour.
Hi there, I'm your host, Dog, filling in for the human who's normally here and bringing you the smells and sounds of the holidays, courtesy of Beggin' Dog Treats.
We wish you a beggin' Christmas. We wish you a beggin' Christmas. So dress ye merry Doberman, let beggin' you acquire. Deck the halls with strips of beggin'.
Remember, for bacon-loving dog excitement this holiday,
it's beggin'!
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Finding the right Medicare plan? Oof, no easy feat. Kind of like those dances my granddaughter loves making me do. But then I found Walgreens FindRx coverage. Lets you compare plans online, over the phone, or in person. Made Medicare shopping so easy. Plus, I found plans with low-cost copays. I can get down with that. When you need to talk Medicare, Walgreens is here. Start shopping today at walgreens.com/Medicare.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 biggie bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT. Plus 4-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5.
You got that biggie bag.
That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that biggie bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes 4-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Hi there,
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is drop-dead gorgeous.
Please, he's just another Ivy League-educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR. Stat.
Right away, doctor.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
For the latest holiday tech gifts at great prices, Staples has you covered.
I need unbeatable prices on tech for everyone on my nice list.
Staples has you covered with the hottest tech gifts at Black Friday prices. Right now, the new Apple AirPods Pro 2nd generation is just $199 with the Staples Connect app. Plus, save up to $330 off HP, Lenovo, and Asus laptops. The latest tech gifts are at Staples, the working and learning store. Offers end 11/26. Limit one on AirPods. AirPods sale price $229 without app offer. In-store only.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen here from the Good Day program. I do this with Michael every week at this time, going through the charts, discussion about the issues. I must take a moment for you and I to remember Jim Bohannon. He passed away since the last time we talked on the air. You and I talked over the weekend after he passed away. But as much as we pour the accolades on him when he became ill, it's just very sobering for me and you as his friends. You know, there were only, it was kind of like the three of us in terms of longevity and his fabulous reputation because he was a fabulous human being, fabulous talk show host, all of those things. He got a lot of recognition in his passing. But isn't it better to get it when you're alive? I think that's one of the things I was.
Well, Jim had it in both. Jim was recognized in his career, and he was recognized after he passed. I'm still getting constant information from people. As a matter of fact, I'm doing two interviews today, later in the day, on different shows around the country, paying tribute to Jim.
Yeah.
And of course, I always say yes to those because it's my honor to do that. But Jim Bohannon was. I think my quote was something to the effect of he was one of the greatest talents in the entire history of radio, but his talent was exceeded by the esteem in which his fellow broadcasters held him. One of the most liked people in this business by the other people in the business.
Yep.
And that's a hard thing to attain. That's a difficult thing to attain when you're successful because it usually breeds jealousy.
Yep. And as much as I saw in one of the trades, he identified incorrectly as a right of center host, he was no more a right of center host than you are. He was a very open-minded, moderate, and not all about politics. The things that he did every night on that program were the interest level of people were heightened because he had such a broad interest area himself. He was well-schooled, well-read, and he could talk about anything, and the program did focus on anything and everything.
Yeah, it was old school talk radio in many ways. Of course, old school talk radio, you know, you shouldn't hold the term old school against it because it's best years worth the old school.
Yeah.
Maybe there's some things to be brought back. You know, it's like a restaurant. Fine dining. We don't have, you know, best food here. Oh, they're out of touch. That's sort of the way Jim Bohannon's program, everything about it, including the opening music, the jazz is supposed to, you know, classic rock.
If
I hear one more talk show open up with, gosh. I mean, why does it have to be so narrowly, why does everything have to be so much like everything else?
Well, you'll be happy to know that this next week, Thanksgiving week, on the Good Day program, we'll be using all of the Thanksgiving music, the turkey trot, apple, peaches, pumpkin pie.
God. Oh, you're pushing it.
We have lots of, maybe James will find a couple of them just so you'll be in that mood, if you will, or that mode. But back to Bohannon for a minute. I said, you and I both talked to him not long before his passing, and his philosophy about it. You could hear in his voice, you know, he was obviously sad, but in that interview that you still have posted at mhinterviews.com,
the
best interview I've ever heard you do, frankly, and you've done many, many.
I think it's the best interview I've ever done. Not that it's easy to be, you know, objective about one's own work, but I know how I felt going into it, and...
Yep. All right, 28 past the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, we could try to fill the remaining time with awkward pauses. It's often done for comedic effect. Is it working? I can't tell if this is funny. Maybe this is so bad it's funny. Wow, we really peaked at the save big when you switched to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Walt Disney's board of directors overnight replaced chief executive Bob Chapek with Robert Iger, the company's former chairman and CEO who left the company at the end of last year. Susan Arnold, chairman of Disney's board, said Bob is uniquely situated to lead the company through this pivotal period. 5 people were killed and 25 injured when a gunman opened fire inside an LGBTQ nightclub Saturday in Colorado Springs, Colorado. A man covered in body armor, 22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich, was taken down by a couple of patrons and probably saved many lives. One witness talked with KMGH 7 in Denver, Joshua Thurman.
It was so scary. I heard shots, broken glass, bodies. How? Why?
Short work week. Thursday is Thanksgiving. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Wait, who's your what?
What are we listening to? What is that?
This is the Turkey Trot.
I never heard it.
Oh, come on. You're a disc jockey.
I never heard it. I never played that kind of
never heard this?
Track.
I know you didn't. I played it. You didn't play it.
I played, you know, Pink
Acid
Floyd.
Rock.
Right. I played drug music.
This will drive you to drink. If you listen enough to this.
This is drive you to drink music.
All right. Thanksgiving week. Yes, by the time we do this program again, Thanksgiving will have come and gone. Momentous week that it is in Americana. The Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here at your service talking about the items that are in the charts and other ancillary items. I want to call the world's attention to something that so fossilizes a discussion of fossil fuel. The climate change summit this past week, it's number 9 on the countdown, all these people yammering about what to do when in fact there's really nothing you can do. You can try, you can create a big business, create a religion around it if you want. But what I thought was most interesting at this conference, and it hasn't gotten any real press at all, is the, as we know, the Saudis are the world's largest producer of oil. And they said at the person who's the spokesperson, the chief of Saudi Aramco, his name is Amin Nasser, he said at the conference that the world is running out of oil. The extremely low capacity that we have, we've used so much of it. You know, everybody thought for a long time that it was an endless supply of oil. But in fact, what he's saying, if you read between the lines, this problem is going to take care of itself sooner rather than later, because there's not that much fossil fuel left. And in the next 50, 60 years, pretty much you better find something else to power whatever we need, the energy we need for cars and keeping homes warm and all the other things. Everything revolves around energy because there's not going to be any oil. How do you like that? So we're doing all of this right now. And in fact, this guy says, why? Basically, he's questioning why we're doing it, because the problem's going to take care of itself.
Hmm. That's interesting. I don't know how true it is. I mean, I hear different stories. I hear we have endless reserves of oil.
Yeah, me too.
For a
yeah.
long, long time, and I suspect that's the case. But if you know anything about human ingenuity and the nature of the universe,
you rise to the occasion.
Yeah, yeah. The reason that we have an oil industry is because a lot of people have an investment in it.
Yeah.
And when that ceases to be a good investment, I mean, look at how all the automobile manufacturers are on the bandwagon for electric cars right now. Not that that's a solution to the energy problem. It just takes the problem from one pocket to the other. It takes energy to make electricity. So,
it takes energy to make energy.
Right. Right. There's certain laws of physics at play here. But the bottom line is this, and this is the key. The universe we live in, the very space we live in, is teeming with endless energy. Yep. We just have to figure out how to tap into the fabric of reality.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the end of the problem. And we're very close to that. Not only are we close to it, we can do it. We just haven't.
Well, of course we can.
And some people call it nuclear energy, quantum energy. Solar energy, tidal energy. Go down to the beach and watch the power.
Why don't
of the ocean.
We use water? I thank you for pushing that button. We used to use water. Most of the factories here in the Northeast where we are,
right.
They were all built on rivers. They used the power of the river to create. Like, what happened? Why are we doing that?
Because it's not a big business to do that right now, but it could be done.
I mean,
the power of a river, the power of the oceans,
water.
The tides, up and back, get turbines in there. All kinds of things could be done. But it takes investment and, return on investment and quarterly results and all that. So in the long run, we're going to do very well when oil runs out. But until oil runs out, it's a very lucrative business. And frankly, it's convenient.
Sure it is.
You know?
And it's not really all that expensive. We're fortunate. And you have, too, traveled through the Middle East and Europe and places where the cost of oil and gasoline and stuff is twice what it is here, and they're used to it.
Well, bottled water. Bottled water costs more than bottled gasoline.
Gasoline. Yes, it does. You're right about that.
People don't think about that. They complain about the price of a gallon of water, of gas, but look at a gallon of water on the shelf.
Yep. All right, let's move to number 2 here and talk about it in different regards. The Trump and the announcer this week that he's running, there's no big surprise there. It was hardly a surprise. I found something, I look around at a lot of different things. I have 14 or 15 different sources that I look at every day, and I come across things that not many people talk about or hear about, and I think that they're worth mentioning. So with regard to Trump, and the impact that he has on our society, or certain members of our society. There was a funeral this week. Took place in Independence, Missouri. The eulogy that this 19-year-old, he says he's a social media influencer, or wants to be, the influence that the Donald Trump impact had on his father's life. In his eulogy to his father, he refers to him as a, quote, racist, misogynistic, xenophobic Trump lover. That's what he says at his father's funeral about his father.
And you found this in one of the 14 sources that you look at every day.
I did, as a matter of fact.
Okay, go ahead.
Associated Press.
I was going to say, weird news.
Yeah, now it's Associated Press. So anyway, what do you... This is the thing about this guy. He has enabled us in so many ways to get into stuff that we wouldn't have ever... I don't know. If it wasn't for Donald Trump, would there be somebody else like him, Michael?
There always have been people like Donald Trump, but then again, that's a loaded statement. What do I mean by like Donald Trump? Am I comparing him to, to Gandhi? Or am I comparing him to Hitler?
Not hardly.
Everybody
is appropriate, but...
There are people who believe that, he's a messiah. And there are some people who believe that he's, the Antichrist.
But what does he speak to that has brought him to the level of impact and import that he has? The old saying, we get the president or the politicians that we deserve. What is there about this guy and what he's been able to tap into that we should know more about or think more about? I think that's really the message of the Trump
question. The question that you ask for the purposes of a discussion such as this is, in fact, the point. The question is rhetorical, and it's a good one. Like, what the hell does Donald Trump have going for him that so many people like him so much?
Yeah.
And, of course, there are people listening to this who are going, you guys don't get it. You guys don't get it. Can't you see? So lots of luck with this conversation.
Okay, so we shouldn't have it.
Well, I'm not saying we shouldn't have it at all. I think it's a good conversation. What I'm trying to say to you is, it's very tempting for me to take the bait and say, here's what people like about Donald Trump, or here's the bad things that Donald Trump taps into, and then you're down the rabbit hole of up and back and complaints and divisiveness. What I'm saying to you is, yeah, it's a good question, and people who love Donald Trump should think about that. What is it about this guy that moves me? What is it? And do a little soul searching.
Yeah. Okay, one of the things that's good this week, I always like on the Good Day program to start each half hour with good news. And in the earlier broadcast, I was talking about the mortgage rates that people are paying. The housing market has slowed down. There isn't the kind of $40,000 or $50,000 over asking price that's floating around. But houses are selling. And this week, for the first time in 4 months, their interest rate went the other way, not what the Fed's charging, but what banks are actually charging. It's the lowest or the largest plunge in rates in 40 years. The average 30-year fixed mortgage went down to just a little over 6.5% from over 7% just the week before. So is that news in terms of the economy number three this week? Have we turned this around, this problem already?
Well, the problem, we haven't turned anything around. It's turning around based upon natural market forces.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the expressions that we use, like recession, depression, inflation, deflation, they don't apply the same way they used to, because the economy is very different than it used to be in terms of its mechanics. So ultimately, natural marketplace forces come into play. Things are not as bad as some people say.
Exactly.
As our friend Steve Wiseman says, they're worse, but I don't believe that. I don't think things are as bad as people say. I think we're on the verge of a boom time. I think that the economy is going to boom.
The 20s, the roaring 20s.
Yeah,
back again.
I believe that that's going to happen, but that's just my own personal belief. It's based upon nothing but my own instincts, because I don't know. I don't know any more than you do. And obviously, look, if Elon Musk doesn't know, I mean, just look at Twitter. Look at Elon Musk and Twitter, and that says it all.
All right, climate change, the weather, Buffalo, when we meet next week. Apparently, this weekend, before Thanksgiving, this major winter storm is going to bring 4 feet of snow to Buffalo and western New York. How about that for the middle of November? 4 feet. And then the people were going to say, then the discussion next week on the talk radio program, see, we told you.
Climate change.
Yes. Yeah.
I just
all right, the moment we discuss what Michael has done this week with the MH interview. That's up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Why wait to save? Dell Technologies' Black Friday event arrives early with select deals on top tech to power business productivity. The savings start now with up to 48% off performance business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, including free shipping on everything. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Black Friday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Hi there, I'm your host, Dog, filling in for the human who's normally here and bringing you the smells and sounds of the holidays, courtesy of Beggin' Dog Treats.
We wish you a beggin' Christmas. We wish you a beggin' Christmas. So, Christy, Merry Doberman, let beggin' you acquire. Deck the halls with strips of beggin'.
Remember, for bacon-loving dog excitement this holiday,
it's beggin'!
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Finding the right Medicare plan? Oof, no easy feat. Kind of like those dances my granddaughter loves making me do. But then I found Walgreens FindRx coverage. Lets you compare plans online, over the phone, or in person. Made Medicare shopping so easy. Plus, I found plans with low-cost copays. I can get down with that. When you need to talk Medicare, Walgreens is here. Start shopping today at walgreens.com/Medicare.
All right, getting into this week's radio interview, Michael Harrison has done this podcast, mhinterview.com, with the Dean of Philadelphia Talk Radio, gentleman who's been on the air for a long time, Dom Giordano, very nice individual, and a good talk host, right? Is that what you get?
He's a good talk host. He's one of the leading experts on education, and he is one of the leading advocates.
Wasn't he a teacher?
That's how he became a talk show host, because they called him in all the time to talk about education. He was an innovative teacher in Pennsylvania. The fact is, that was many years ago. He's been on the radio over 30 years. And he also is a leading advocate for law and order. And he and I talk about crime in the streets in Philadelphia, needles on the street, homelessness, squalor, and politics. Pennsylvania is a key place. You know, the Fetterman-Oz race was very interesting. It involves Trump. We talked about the future of the GOP, Trump versus DeSantis. It's a real good conversation. News talk radio fans will love it. MHinterview.com.
What does he say about Donald Trump and his impact on the race?
Very gently and very diplomatically, he says Trump is finished.
Okay. I guess I haven't been that diplomatic because I got people taking shots at me all week when I said that Hillary was going to...
Well, I mean, you know, there's a difference between saying that Hillary will be the next nominee for the Democrats and possibly the next president and saying that you endorse that.
Ah,
when people get mad at you for saying, here's a likely scenario, that shows that the power of wish thinking versus objective analysis.
I wish we had more time, but we don't. It's 10 before the hour.
Know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
The hour. It's the Good Day program, time for Movie Moments. Going into the weekend, Chuck Curry is here with his all-important role, trying to figure out what's going to do the best at the box office. Maybe that's not a lot of heavy lifting this weekend, but we start with Chuck remembering something that's connected to that music that we heard that I don't remember ever hearing before.
All right, that was music from Escape from New York, Doug, from 1981. Actually, an interesting story broke yesterday online. 20th Century Studios, which I guess is now owned by Disney, reported they have greenlit finally either a reboot or a remake or a direct sequel to Escape from New York in 1981. The two directors who gained some prominence in the industry for directing Scream 5 and currently directing Scream 6 are in early talks to direct this movie. And one report had that Kurt Russell will be back as the character of Snake Plissken. Another report said that's not accurate. So I don't know if that's accurate or not, but if they do an Escape to New York sequel, I 100% would bring back Kurt Russell, even though he's in his 70s.
Oh, yeah.
Still as cool
right.
as ever. And yep. you could always, you know, have a really cool co-star with him in the film, but I would definitely bring him back. I love that film from 81, Carpenter, John Carpenter originally directed that, and that's the example of a movie before a lot of technology that was really done on sound stages and with a lot of imagination and the charisma and charisma and screen presence of Kurt Russell. So let's see what happens there.
Yeah, exactly. All right. There's a lot of discussion online. You cover both television, all kinds of entertainment, it's movies, etc. Kelly Giddish, who's been on Law & Order SVU for 10 or 12 years, is being moved out. According to several different sources, they couldn't agree on a new salary for her next contract. And then there are others who just say her character's played out. They want her off. And you wonder about how hard and cruel. It's not going down well with the fans of the show.
Right.
It isn't going down well with the people. Ice-T and Marisha Haggerty are not happy about it at all. But
hopefully they could come to some sort of compromise. I think, as an example, there's stages where there's certain leads on a show that have the ability to demand what they want, and obviously if they don't get it, that would hurt the show if they leave. Certain characters, they're rolling the dice, and if you roll the dice wrong and they're willing to say bye-bye, that could be detrimental to your financial future and your career. So I don't know what the case, I don't know the character, I don't really watch that show religiously, but you'd have to hope if she's a fan favorite that somehow they could work out a compromise deal, and it just didn't get ugly. And it's just a bunch of what they call bad blood.
Speaking of a fan favorite, Ellen Pompeo is leaving Grey's Anatomy, 19 seasons. I guess she's going to come back and forth. But
yeah, she's leaving as a regular full-time character. I guess she's going to do one of those streaming shows. Listen, she's done it so long. I guess she wants to try other things as an actress. Having said that, she is heavily involved in that show financially as a producer. It carries her name, obviously, Grey's Anatomy. And she has quietly become one of the most financially set personalities in the industry off that show. And it's actually incredible.
Well, she was interviewed and she was asked about Katherine Heigl, who was on that show originally, and she was drummed out. And she said there was nothing in that. Heigl was good in the show. She shouldn't have been. I thought that she was blacklisted.
Well, she was difficult. I mean, there's no secret that Katherine Heigl's mother was what they call a quote-unquote old-school stage mother. And she was very difficult to deal with producers. That's why, even though she's done a lot of feature films, she's been bounced around so many times in terms of actors or directors or producers that didn't want to work with her again, which is sort of a bummer and a shame that you just that type of a personality. Yeah. I'll never understand that.
All right, so what's number one going to be at the box office on Monday?
It'll be Wakanda Forever, Black Panther 2. Having said that, there's a movie called She Said, the Harvey Weinstein story, and a movie called The Menu, which has gotten some good marketing, but both expected to open fairly soft. So Black Panther 2 will be number one again, Doug.
All right, we'll see if we can hold you to that on Monday, Chucker. Thank you. Chuck Curry is our movie man. These are Moments on the Good Day program at 59 past the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.